Okay, so what I'd like to deal with today is the question of Tashbisu. Everybody agrees, based on the pasuk that we're going to read in Parshas Achodesh, that there is a din of Tashbisu. Shivas yamim matos tochelach vayom arishon Tashbisu seor mi batechem ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrasa nefesh ahim Yisrael miyom arishon and yom hashvi. Interestingly, this will be significant. Somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes from now, the Targum says that Tashbisu means Tevatlun. Right? So if you, to me, Mevatel, but we don't, let's assume I don't know what Bitul Chametz is, you know, but okay. That's what Targum says. So if you take a look here in the third source, this is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Hamitzvah Kufnun Vav, Shetzivanu Levoyer Chametz mi Batenu biyom Arba Asar bin Yisan, Vizon Mitzvah Hashbasas Seor. Now, why is the Rambam saying Hashbasas Seor as opposed to Hashbasas Chametz? That's what the Torah said, right? Tashbisu Seor mi batechem. So the Rambam, just quoting the Pasuk, sometimes we don't appreciate how careful the Rambam was in echoing the Lashon HaMikra. That's why he says, Levar Chametz mi batenu. Now that's already a very loaded phrase, because when we talk about biur, right, after all, Parshas Vayakel, lo siva'aru eish, right, b'chol mosh voseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, biur already implies eish, bittul, eish. Right, these are very different, obviously, requirements. If Gemara Sanhedrin mitamba de bnei marava, this Yerushalmi, in my opinion, is sometimes the most underappreciated source in what is a well-known sugya. Amru chametz chayavin alav asei velos asei. Asei al biuro, dechsev tashbisu sa'ar mi batechem. Los asei, sa'ar lo yimatzei v'batechem. So there's an intrinsic link, according to the Yerushalmi, between the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of either nullifying or extirpating the chametz, and the iser of Bal Yimatze. Notice, by the way, that we're not focused on Bal Yira'e here, but Bal Yimatze, because when the Torah says Bal Yimatze, it says Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bivatechem. So just like you have Tashbisu Seor Mivatechem, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bivatechem, right, Tashbisu and Lo Yimatze both seem to have to do with the house, okay? So that's a very important idea. So the Rambam, more broadly wading into the topic of the Isser Bal Yira'e Bal Yimatze, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, in the Koseres of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah says, Shelo Yira'e Chametz Kol Shiva. Then, Shelo Yimatze Chametz Kol Shiva. So this is not a trick question. I just want to make sure that nobody thinks I'm pulling a fast one on them. When does, according to the Rambam, the Isser of Bal Yira'e Bal Yimatze apply? All 7 days of Pesach. Well, okay. I don't want to be accused of making things up, okay? That's what the Rambam says. Now, in light of what we have said already, why is that not so obvious? Because if you assume, based on the Yerushalmi, that the din of Tashbisu is linked to the din of Bal Yira'e Bal Yimatze, when do we do Tashbisu? Ach Bayom Arishon, which we interpret to mean Yodalin. So you could argue that there's an Isser, Bal Yira'e Bal Yimatze, at least Bal Yimatze, maybe not Bal Yira'e, from Erev Pesach. There are Rishonim who hold that way. The Rambam doesn't hold that way, I'm convinced of it. Midoraisa? Great question. What did the Rambam mean by the Yerushalmi? Yehuda. Yehuda, you can always tell when somebody asks exactly the right question that they understood precisely, okay? Very good. So let's look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. Then I want to show you a Gemara in Bava Kamma and Rashi there. And then we'll be on the road. Yotzim Laderach, as they say in Israel. Hisiranu shelo yira chametz b'chol gvulenu shivas yamim. The pasuk says lo yira lecha chametz b'chol gvulacha. So the Rambam says, Bechol Kvuleinu. Where did he get Bechol Kvuleinu? The Torah. Okay. V'u'amrola yirlecha chametz le'yirlecha se'or Bechol Kvulecha shivas yamim. V'ein elu shnei lavin b'shnei enyanim. Avol heim b'enyan echad. Even though it says se'or and chametz. U'bibir amru pasach hakase b'chametz. V'siyem b'se'or. Lo merlecha hainu chametz, hainu se'or. Kelomer in hefresh bin chametz v'se'or. But the truth is, according to Beis Shammai, there is a difference that the shear of bir chametz for chametz is actually higher than it is for seor. We don't pass that way. We pass like Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai felt that the seor was even worse than chametz in terms of a chi of bir. It starts already at kizayis instead of chakoteves because seor is more insidious. It produces even more chametz, right? Okay, interesting. Misha avar v'niyah chametz b'rishuso enu chayiv malkos. It's a lav shein b'maisa. Elim kein laka chametz pesach u'kenao sh'asa b'maisa. So the only way you could get malkos is if you do a maisa, again, when? B'pesach. So what is the Rambam telling us? Bal yirah applies on Pesach, confirming what we saw in the Koseres and confirming what we saw in the first line here of the fifth source, Shivas Yamim. The sixth source, Reish Aleph. I just want to be thorough about this. Hisiranu shala yimatze chametz birshusenu ve'afilu lo nireihu. Right, even if we can't see it. So this is obviously now bal yimatze, not bal yira. Ve'afilu haya bepikadon. Right, it's not lecha. You don't formally own it, but you're in custody of it. Ve'amaro shivas yamim b'sor lo yimatze bebateicha. Right, remember, when it comes to bal yira, there are two criterion. Lecha, it has to be titular ownership. And yira means that you should see it. So the Rambam says, by the way, even if you can't see it, and even if you don't have formal ownership, it's a pikadon that triggers bal yimatze. V'zagam kein lo kin alav, b'tnai sheyesh ha'maisa kamo shezacharanu, etc., etc. Ubir amru b'makamos rabim over bal yira bal yimatze. Okay, very good. And the Rambam once again quotes the pasuk of Shivas Yamim. Now, you'll say, why is he beating a dead horse? We saw it in the Koseres, we saw it in the Psukim, we saw it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, obviously. I just want you to know that no less an authority, and I say this with great reference, the Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva where he argues that the Rambam thinks that the Yisurei Bal Yira Bal Yimatze apply on Erev Pesach. Okay. The Noda B'Yehuda was not a fool. It was Migdole Gdole HaAchronim. I have a very difficult time with his position. I don't agree. Okay, but I'm just telling you that not everybody, what seems totally obvious, was not obvious to the No Debi Yehuda.
Is that based on what we just read? In the sense that you're not going to be doing a kodom on Pesach, that whole business is taking place before Pesach.
So you see, it's actually really driven by the Tashbisu point. Because Tashbisu seems to be linked to the Isser Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, at least Bal Yimatze, so it's based on that. If you take a look here in the Gemara Bava Kama, the truth is that there are different indications in Rashi, but if you had to pick out one Rashi where it seems most obvious, so the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chavtes, in parallel to the Gemara Psachim Daf Vav, but the reason I'm showing you this Gemara, because this Rashi is much clearer than the other Rashi. Amar Blaser Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Shnei Dvarim Enim Bershusha Shal Adam Asana Kasov Kilo Hin Bershusha Velu Hein Bor Bishas Arabim V'chametz Mishay Shau Sulamala. That really, you can't own something in the Bishas Arabim, but we have the worst of all worlds. A person leaves a michshel, what we call a bor Bishas Arabim. So then I own that bor in terms of Chiyuvei Nizakin. That I own the boar. I don't own the boar in terms of, you know, like making a kinyan on it if you know, something really good happens there, but I do own the boar in terms of any liabilities associated with that. Okay. And the second area is chametz mishei shaos lamala. Why mishei shaos lamala? Why can't I, in the formal sense, own chametz mishei shaos lamala? It's a principle in halacha that isurei hanoa, those things which are prohibited benefit, are outside of my ownership by definition. So the asana kasov ki iluhein b'rishuso, I'm considered to be the owner of this only for the worst of all worlds, like the bar b'rishas harabim, only for the halachic liabilities that are associated with it. So Rashi comments, mishesho salamala, in chametz b'rishuso, dise aser b'hanah, this is the eighth source, v'asana kasov ki iluhein b'rishuso, Lav or alav, b'bal yira'a, u'bal yimatzeh. So Rashi seems to be saying, bold, underline, italicize, seems, in my opinion. But Rashi seems to be saying that when are the Yisurei Bal Yira'a Bal Yimatzeh Chal? When do those begin? Mishay Shao Sirmal? Yeah. Okay.
Is that tied to the fact that the Karban Pesach?
The Karban Pesach says, Lo Sochal Al Chameitz Dam Zivchi. So there are Lo Sizbach Al Chameitz Dam Zivchi. Lo Tishchad Es HaPesach Ve'adayin Chameitz Kayim. But that doesn't necessarily establish an Isur Bal Yira'a Bal Yimatzeh. Why Shei Shos? Yes, right. So there's different libudim in the Gemara. It could be achilik, that it splits the day down the middle, or what we're saying based on the Korban Pesach. Yeah. So the Sefer Achinuch writes the following. Lasir kolachem chametz mishkin hosenu biyom erba asar ben Nisan. This is the ninth source. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says. This is, again, the ninth source. Ach bayom arishon tashbisu sarmi batechem. Perusha Arishon Kodem LePesach. That's a big chiddush. That's not for now. How we arrive at that? V'nohagas b'chol makom. In the page of a cholzman, v'scharim in the cables. Now, the idea that there's a chiyuv for nekevos is far from obvious. It seems to be clearly a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, right? Tashbisu, it's a mitzvah saseh. Right? So, the truth is that there are two different dimensions here. One of them is the idea that nashim in general are included in all the mitzvahs of Pesach, afeinu v'ayu ba'oso anes. More prominently, though, right, like we have kol sheyeshno b'bal tocha chametz yeshno b'kum echol matzah, this might be yet another indication of, because they're yeshnan b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatzeh, yeshnan b'tashbisu. V'over alav v'lo hishpiso, b'tel ase de tashpiso, v'im yesh chametz b'mishkin osav, over gam ken al los ase, shenemar s'or lo yimatze v'teichem, aval ein lokin alav zeim lo asa b'maisa shalachi, lav shem b'maisa ein lokin alav, zaktim in chaschinuch, the tenth source, v'im yesh chametz b'mishkin osav, over gam ken al los ase s'or lo yimatze, lich ora lamahevi arava mechaber davar zakan, the Iri be a dalid, uvi a dalid, we thought, in over b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatzeh, kenira midivrei harambam, as you would imagine from the Rambam, v'efshar daito kedas Rashi. Maybe he agrees with Rashi in Bava Kama, the mechatzos yadalid over in b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatzeh. I can appreciate why the Minchas Chinuch drew that conclusion, but I think it's erroneous. And I'll tell you something, not only do I disagree with the notes of Yehuda, that's not the sheet of the Rambam, but I actually don't even think that's the sheet of Rashi, and I certainly don't believe that's the sheet of the Sefer Achinuch. Can anybody suggest an alternative reading in Rashi of Bava Kama that will also, Yehuda, apropos your question, explain what the Rambam meant when he quoted the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin? That we talk about Sa'or Yeshbo Ase Velos Ase, the Ase being Tashbisu, Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu, Sa'or Mimatechem, the Los Ase being Shiva Siamim, Sa'or Lo Yimatevi Batechem. How can we answer? I think the Minchas Chinuch didn't correctly, certainly not Shita Sarambam, but I don't even think that Rashi meant this. I'm going for it all here. What's the other way of reading Rashi? Let me just read the Rashi inside and show you. Like the Gemara again quotes Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, that Chametz, once it's Asr Behana, which we agree happens after Chatzos, ain't under Rishuso Shel Adam, we don't really own them, but like a Bor B'Shus HaRabim, where we only have the worst of all worlds, you have a Kinyan in terms of the Chiyuv of Nezikin. So what we have in with respect to Chametz is what we call a Kinyan Isser. You only own it as far as the Isurim that are associated with it, not a happy form of ownership. So Rashi said, this is back to the eighth source, Ein chametz birshusa di isa eser rabbi'anoa. V'aso akasav kiilu birshusa lavor ala b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatze. So, the Minchas Chinuch says, well, it's obvious that Rashi holds k'neged harambam l'chora, right? That b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatze starts along with Tashbisu, that it's contemporaneous. And that must be what the Yerushalmi meant when it says, "Or yesh bewase velosa se ase de tashbisu velosa se," in the context of bal yimatze. So what? How do we learn Rashi? Again, I'm.
Potentially, can you say that the ase takes effect from the 6th hour, but the Los Asay doesn't take effect until Pesach?
Correct. Steve, 100% correct. Read Rashi again. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. V'asah kosov ki'ilu bershuso lavor ala b'bal yira'a b'bal yimatze. Rashi doesn't say that that necessarily goes into effect mishesha usulamala. That will be chal when it's chal. What the Yerushalmi meant when it says, Sa'or yesh bo aseh velo saseh, certainly the Shitas HaRambam, in my view, according to Rashi also, because again, the psukim are very clear, Shivas yamim, Sa'or, lo yimatzeh bevateichem. It's very clear that it's tied to the Shivas yamim. That's why the Rambam is so adamant on this nekuda. The issue is that if you haven't extirpated the chametz, b'derech hateva, you're going to end up violating bal yira'a and bal yimatze. And I'll tell you another reason why it's very likely that will happen is that you can't do bitul chametz after you don't own it anymore. Right? The only thing to do would be to literally tevaru, would be to burn it. And that might not even be a kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu. We'll see. Maybe it's only a kiyum derabanan. We're going to get there. So the Minchas Chinuch read Rashi, I think, in a very reductionist way. Like I said, I'm making the opposite argument. The Noda Yehuda wanted to synthesize Rashi and the Rambam in the other direction. He wanted to say, oh no, everybody really agrees that Bal Yira'a Bal Yimatze applies Mishas Tashbisu. I'm saying Lehefech. I think it's the other way, against the Noda Yehuda. I think everybody really agrees, certainly the Rambam, certainly the Sefer HaChinuch, but I think everybody really agrees that Bal Yira'a, Bal Yimatze doesn't go into effect until the beginning of Pesach itself. Okay, so that's point number one, and that I consider to be relatively low-hanging fruit. Now what I'd like to try to do is to tie this into a much broader discussion, which already started to, sort of around the edges, regarding what is the definition of Tashbisu. So we saw Targum Unklos is Tevatlon. If we take a look here, so the Gemara Psachim Dalet Amud Beis has a line that was very tenaciously contested by Rashi and Tosus. Gemara says, B'dikas chametz derabanan, this is the 11th source, Midaraisa bebitl be'alma sagile. Because in a deraisa level, it's sufficient for purposes of something, we don't know what, to do bittel. So Rashi says, what do you mean, mi deraisa bittel suffices? That, in terms of the chi of deraisa minatora, tashbisu se'or. Rashi, the 12th source, tichziv tashbisu, loksiv tevaru, it doesn't say to burn it, Hashbasa delev hi hashbasa. Please pay very careful attention to that expression. Rashi says that when we talk about hashbasa, we're talking about an internal process. And bittul is hashbasa delev. You'll appreciate in 15 minutes or so from now that the Rambam went even further with this idea of hashbasa delev hi hashbasa, that there's an internal process, a kind of a turning against the chametz which takes place. So the Baalei HaTosos strongly disagreed. We know, on background, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, regarding what form Tashbisu takes on. The Chachamim say Hashbisaso b'chol davar. You can destroy the chametz any way you like. Zora l'ruach, mefarer zorek liyam. And Rabbi Yehuda Paskins, based on Nosar, which is an interesting connection, Ein bir chametz ala sreifa. The Bali Atosos Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, just so you should know in background. And it's important to recognize that Minag Ashkenaz is to follow the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? I grew up very fond childhood memories. My Zaidi, Zichron of the Vrach, my mother's father, I used to go to my Zaidi's house for Pesach, so I was a little boy. I used to try to fly in a day or two early. And we used to go out Erev Pesach to his patio area and dig a little hole and put the chametz in, and we would burn it together. And that's good too. And the fire department really appreciates it, you should know, because if you have 10,000 separate fires in Teaneck, chances are something's going to go wrong. I will tell you, I miss that very much. I miss that with my Zaidi. That's a sort of an indelible memory of just the two of us burning the chametz together, and that was always a very special thing. But I write that we were Ashkenazim, so I always like to say it wouldn't have been the same had we just, you know, crumpled it up and thrown it to the wind. There was something about watching the fire with my Zaidi that, you know, always stuck with me all these years. You know, I guess that's why when they have a kumsitz, they do a campfire and not a camp thrown to the wind. You know? All right, so Tatosos contested it. So he says, Perish Bekuntris, me the chsiv tashbisla, zikadvaru, alma hashbasa belevi, bekashalari. The highest basa of arahi, right? In bir chametz al sreifa, the low bit of the tani b'shmeisin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva, you know, accepts the shita. So matzino la'avara she'av malachavot tashpisu amin l'kaman me'achilek shumisheishos l'malo ve'achar yisura l'mahani bittel. He can't do bittel anyway. So Marie the meraisa b'bittel be'al masagi. What does that mean? Not from the mitzvah sase of tashpisu. Mitav de me'achar shebitlo heavy hefker. What does bittel achieve? It means that it's no longer under your ownership. This is a very controversial idea. V'yatze me'rishuso. Remember we said before that one of the tnayim of the violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, is that it has to be yours. So Tosfos says, this line in the Gemara, just means, in terms of avoiding the Isurim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, not in terms of being Mekayim, the Chi of Aseh, Minatar of Tashbisu. For that, you actually have to, you know, burn the Chametz. You can't... You know, there's no basis to say you're Mekayim the mitzvah saseh min haTorah of Tashbisu with Bittel. All right, so Rashi and Tosos went at it on this point. The Ran, bless his soul, the Ran wanted to make Shalom. So the Ran says, he thinks both are legitimate at a Torah level. He appreciates where Rashi is coming from, appreciates where Tosos is coming from. So let's take a look at the Ran, then we'll be back in the Rambam and the Minchas Chinuch, something to say about this. So the Ran, this is, by the way, the opening passage in the Ran, you know, in his commentary back to the Gemara, in the Rif, so Aleph Amin Aleph, so Lakachu Yikaran Shal Dvarim, Shizeh Shem Retoru Tashbisu Yochol Yiskayim Be'echa Mi Be'ez Dvarim, a postmodern Ran. You can do it. You can do it in different ways. Even though the chametz is staring you at the face, right? It's like some transcendentalist point. You know, you're looking at the Entenmann's donut and say, "You're not a donut. You're afar haaretz." You know, okay. See how long that holds. Lo bitlo belibo klal. And you have extirpated, burn it. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda. V'hainu l'mi sheinu mevatel. L'mi shematel sagi b'hachi. Ella, that's all on the daraisa level. Okay, good. So we have legitimate different approaches. Echan mishnei dvarim. You want to go for the bittul track? Wonderful. You want to go the biur track? That's where Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disputed what exactly you have to do. So first you have to find the chametz, and then you have to destroy. Good. Elmei shebittul zatali b'machshavas an shal bnei adam. Vein da'asei in shavos v'efshar shekalu b'kach lo yotziu miliban legamrei. Rel chachamim lahachmer shal yaspik bittul v'itzrichu b'dika biur shumaspik amkein min haTorah. So the Ran says, you know, as the Rav used to like to say, the halacha was a little distrustful of emotional processes. So even though it certainly works on the daraisa level, certainly works on the daraisa level. But midrabanan, we're a little concerned, right? You're going to stare the Entenmann's donut. And it's a standoff between you and the Entenmann's donut. And you say, you are not a donut to me. You are Afar Haaretz. And the Entenmann's donut might get the last laugh.
So it says you.
You might end up eating it. Or even if you don't end up eating it, maybe you didn't... Maybe you really weren't prepared to go to total war against the donut. You know? That it's not really hashbasa. Because, you know, it's like the phrase in the Gemara, Chametz lo b'dili inchi minei. It's not only a question of the chashash achila, but that Entenmann's donut is a big part of your life, 350-some-odd days a year, to go to war on that donut. All right, so that's why midrabanan, to back up the bittul, will need extirpation. V'nimsis ha'ta umr l'fidaseh ha'tora shamar tashpisu hainu. O bebitol, like Rashi and Targum, O bebdika beer, like Tosfos. V'hainu v'chametz yadua, v'nish chashash mekom v'shiragal imatze mehen. Aval kol she'in lo chametz yadua, right? It's a different situation. V'lo mekom v'shiragal imatze, v'lo mechala av mitzvah hashpasa. This is a very controversial idea in the Rashi. You have to do hashpasa altogether. People have to do hashpasa. There's a big, big clair in the Echron, the Menchas Chinuch writes about this at great length. Should I go get chametz so I could destroy it? So the Ran thought that was a very silly idea. The whole point is to destroy it if you have it. Mashi tzvich chamim b'dika b'chametz yosem b'shar yisurin lo sam chal abitel kvar kasavti sh'asu kein one k'dei l'kai mitzas tashbisu sh'chash l'vdei adam sh'lo yivadlu b'machshuvas an l'gamrei. Right? How many people are really prepared to go to war against their own Entenmann's donut? Or fill in whatever you like here, your chametz of choice. And two, imata omer shechashlo yavala achlo. But there was some rishonim that thought that it was a question, it's a big discussion of maybe the whole idea of destroying the chametz is really what we call, and balira balimatze in general is a gzera d'oraisa, that Torah was very concerned that people would eat chametz as the staple of your diet the rest of the year. So you put these factors together. First of all, you have that donut every morning. Second of all, it's an isekares. Maybe that's the whole rationale for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, so we have three shitas in the Rishonim. We have the shita of Rashi, based on Targum, that if you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, say Tashbisu, on the Raisa level, you have to do Bittul. Hashpasa Delev, Midi Tivaruksev. You have Tosos saying, no, Bittul only helps. It's like Hefker. It solves my Bali Rabbi Yamatze problems, but it doesn't help me be Mekayim the Mitzvah, say Tashbisu. And you have the Ran who says, you can see it going either way. There are two legitimate approaches. One is more of a physically based approach. When it's more of a mentally based approach, but you should just know that midrabanan, both of them back up each other. So if you want to go the bittul route, like you think that that's like Rashi, the true way of getting rid of your chametz and fulfilling the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, but we're always a little bit afraid because, you know, who's to measure the, you know, only the shadow know what lurks in the hearts of men. Not, you know, it's better to do something physical, to have a concrete physical action. Good. And also we're afraid, Shemiyavu la'achlo, but meidach kisa. It also works in the other direction, because the limitations of physical extirpation, even though the Ran is open to that on the daraisa level, is that you might not find all of the chametz, right? So if you only go the physical route, it's only as good as what you cover. It's hard to be totally thorough. So bittul is, you know, an excellent backup. It's very, very sweet. My daughter came home last night from second year. She's a wonderful, wonderful mora, a very loving person. And I happen to like her very much. God bless her. So she tells my daughter the following story. They put out 10 pieces. They have a family minhag to put out. The Germans don't like this, but others, I'm sure people here have the minhag to put out pieces of chametz for the bedikah, and they lost one. So they went running to the rabbi. So what to do? And the rabbi told them, it's okay. I'm going to say over the story the way that she told it to my daughter. The way that she understood the rabbi. Beautiful teacher, said, the rabbi says, you just have to say a special bracha and your problems will be solved. He obviously told her, that this is the correct halacha, to do bittul chametz, right? That would be the way of solving the problem. You know, obviously, you know, when it comes to chametz that you physically can't find anymore, you lost it. So if you do bittul, so whatever you think about the mitzvah of tashbis, so at least that will solve the problem of bali rab, bali matzeh. The way that got processed, you have to love Klal Yisrael. The way that got processed by the people that he was talking to is that you say a special bracha. So my daughter came home and wanted to know what bracha makes the chametz go away. So I said, it's not exactly a bracha, but you can't undermine the teacher. But it's so sweet to think about. Okay, so the Ran said that idea. The Ran explained that if you want to go down the physical track of Rabbi Yehuda, so the weakness is always going to be things that you lose, that you can't find, you didn't remember, so bittul is required to back that up as well. Okay. So the Rambam...
Yeah, just when he says lavar la ba'yura ba'yimatze, he means on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach.
Right, correct. Exactly. Yeah. So Robert, the clock is ticking. That was the whole idea. So I want to show you the Rambam. And again, I don't know why.
Matir.
Sorry?
Matir Isurim.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I like that very much. Exactly. So, the Rambam, I don't know why exactly, but, you know, like if you go out there and you say, like, you know, which shita takes the view that Tashbitu is fulfilled through Bittul Chametz, everybody will say Rashi. And everybody will, well, not everybody, but people will say, you know, Targum, you know, has this idea, Midi Tavarik Siv, you know, Hashpasa and Hashpasa Lebalev. But the truth is that the Rambam formulated this much more strongly than anybody else. The Rambam really, really had the strongest reading of the Gemara Psachim Daf Dalet, and anticipated in many respects one half of the Ran's equation. So let's take a look at the Rambam. This is Hilchah Chametz U'Matzah Perek Beis. I just want to point out that the Rambam rules according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam actually thinks on the back end Hashpasaso Bechol Davar. So just please bear that idea in mind in a second. Mitzvah Saaseh Min HaTorah L'Hashpas HaChametz Kodem Zman Eser. We know that's a Chi of Darais. The Pasuk says Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Sormi Vatechem. So kodem zman iser achilaso shenamar bayom arishon tashbis sorry b'teichem piashmo lamdu sharishon zeh hu yom arba'asar. You could forgive anybody for just reading the chumash and say ach bayom arishon means tesvav. We understand that to be yudalad. Rather davar zeh mashkasuv b'torah Aaron, as you pointed out, l'tishchad al chametz dam zivchi klomer tishchad al pesach v'adayin al chametz kayim. We want to extirpate the chametz before the Korban Pesach. Shechita is a Pesach, as we know. Yom Rabasar Achar Chatzos. That's how we came to that. So the Rambam says, "Umayi Hashpasa Zo Amura B'Torah, Sheyevata Chametz B'Libo, V'Yachshav Oso Ka'afar." V'yasim b'libo she'in b'rishuso chametz klal. V'shekol chametz she'b'rishuso hareu ka'afar chadaver she'in b'utzarech klal. With your permission, I'd like to read that again, both for emphasis and also to correct a very pervasive misconception. Mayash basa zohar mura b'torah she'yivato achametz b'libo. Ashbasa delev. V'yachshuv oso ke'afar. V'yasim b'libo, again, lev, she'in b'rishuso chametz klal. V'shekol chametz she'b'rishuso hareyu ke'afar chedavr she'in b'otzarech klal. Anybody with any familiarity learning the Rambam recognizes what a deviation this is. The Rambam's formulation are crisp. It's just so verbose. When you read the Rambam, you feel like he's saying the same thing four different times. So it requires maybe a third reading. We're not trying to pass a law in Israel. We're just trying to understand the Rambam. But even based on two readings, we'll be able to correct a very pervasive misconception. A misconception that I myself received. I remember being in what was then junior high school, now middle school, and somebody telling me that the Rambam subscribes to the view of the Bali Atosos on this point, that Bittul is mitam hefker. Did you notice that the word hefker never appeared in the Rambam? That's not only wrong, it's completely wrong.
It's Rashi.
It's Rashi plus, even.
Right, right.
It's exactly right. There's not a remez here to hefker at all. At all. And I'd like to, if time permits, I'd like to expand on that point. It's a completely complete misrepresentation of the Rambam Shita.
It's transforming into something that has no utility.
Oh, okay. Excellent, Aaron. So let's go phrase by phrase. Shivata l'chametz b'libo. To nullify the chametz in your heart. Hashbasa delev. V'yachshov oso ki'afar. Now, this is what I call an assault on the chafta. Not an assault on the chafta in the sense of the Bali Atosfos, like extirpating it, like Havara or like the Chachamim of Hashbasasa b'chol davar, but there is a Hashbasa delev that not only relates to Bigavra, my ownership of the chametz, but relates to the chametz b'cheftza. Okay, so number one, shivata l'chametz b'libo, v'yachshuv oso ka'afar. Two, right? That now this is a mental assault on the chametz, right? Not to be facetious, but you stare it in the face and you say, you are not an Entenmann's donut, you are afar. This is not an attack begavra, this is an attack on the chafza. V'yasim b'libo, now back to the gavra. She'ein b'rishuso chametz klal. And in your own heart, you relate to the fact that I do not possess any chametz. And then again, v'shekol chametz she'b'rishuso, hareu ka'afar chodavar she'ein b'tzarech klal. So really, when you read the Rambam three times, you realize that what's going on here is the Rambam had what I call Robert Rashi plus. Hashbasa delev related both to the Gavra and to the Chavtza. An internal divestment of your own stake in the Chametz. Yasim belibo she'en b'rishuso chametz klal. But twice, right? Hareze ka'afar. And then, Aaron, to your point, the Rambam thought that Hashbasa Delev was a dissociation of the Gavra from the Chametz as well as a reconceptualization of the Chavtza to Afar. That's very important. The Rambam here is not appealing to the mechanism of Hefker. It's Hashbasa Delev. That's a very, very... And I want to say why I think this is such an important distinction and why these are mutually exclusive. When I'm mafkir something, by definition, I'm not attacking the chavtza. I'm saying this radio, this toaster, this computer, this car isn't mine. I'm misalik my bailus while eo ipso acknowledging the value and the utility of the chavtza. It wasn't an accident that the Rambam didn't appeal to the mechanism of hefker. That would have undermined his entire idea. The entire idea isn't just silo kabailim, in other words, a gavra-oriented process, but to redefine the chavtza.
I think, Rabbi,
why do you need the...
Professor, I'll get to you in a second. You just asked a question.
Why do you need the first part? If in your mind or in your heart, this is worthless, it's non-entity, it's a nothing, why do you need the first part of...
Oh, let me just continue on to answer that part of the question, okay? Then we'll get back to Professor. You asked exactly the right question, and that leads to the next line in the Rambam. Okay? And then we'll get back to the professor. However, Divrei Sofrim in the Rambam, as I've explained in the past, isn't a pure Dirabanan, it's not a Doraisa, it's a rabbinic expansion of the Doraisa. Umidivrei Sofrim l'chapei sachar ha-chametz b'machbuos v'chorim v'livdo kolotzio mikol gvulo. So the first midivrei sofrim is what we call bedikas chametz. V'chein midivrei sofrim shebodkin u'mashbisin. Notice that word. He's using tashbisu chametz belayla. Mitzchilas la arbasar la oraner. Mibnei shebelayla kol yam mitzim b'teim v'oraner yafu bedika. V'inkove medrash sof yom shlosh sasar. V'chein cham chacham liyascha likros beizo shema yimashich v'imane bedikas chametz b'tzchilas mana. So then the Rambam started to talk about how as an expansion of this Doraisa, we actually want you to physically remove the chametz as well. At the end of Perek Gimel of Chametz Umatza, he comes back and tells you that what do you do with that chametz that you find, then hashpisaso b'chol davar. So the idea is the Rambam felt clearly at the Doraisa level, the goal was totally balev, to dissociate yourself from the chametz and to redefine this chametz as not chametz altogether. But rabbinically, anticipating one half of the Ran's equation, the Rambam knew that that was a process that was fraught. Whether it was a perspective of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafev, as the Gemara says in Psachim and Dafav, V'yachlo Silabe, whether it's a Chashash Achila, whatever it is, so then the rabbis required much more. So again, even at the Doraisa level, Yehuda, now back to your question, you can appreciate why we're taking this multimodal approach. It's true. Once it's afar, what do I care what my connection to it is? But the Doraisa level accounts for both my connection begavra as well as the status of the chametz bechavtza. Professor, please, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, I think the reason for the misreading of the Rambam as being hefker is because they misunderstood the phrase. I don't have it in front of me, of course. But with Yachshav Belibo Sheper Shusu Chametz Klal, that meaning somehow that it's because you got it out of your Rishus, as opposed to, no, it's in your Rishus, but what's in your Rishus is not Chametz, it's dust.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, but I still think it's an error.
It's an error. It's definitely an error. I'm just trying to...
Yeah.
What the root of the error is.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a misreading. I mean, you're definitely right. It's a misreading of the Rambam, but I think that's where they went wrong.
Yeah. What you're saying makes a lot... It's very persuasive to me that phrase, not carefully read, can be misconstrued.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd like to conclude with a passage in the Minchas Chinuch that I think we may have some insight into based on this discussion. So again, in one direction, you have Targum, you have Rashi. I think the strongest version of Haspash Ashpasa Belev, as I've tried to demonstrate, is the Rambam. In the other direction, you have the Bali Atosos. And then you have a really interesting view of the Ran, where he could see it going either way. But his Chiddush being, whichever path you take, if you want to go to Bittul, if you want to go to that path on the Doraisa level, then the Bedika Bior plays an important role, Midrabanan, like, that's the part that the Rambam anticipated. He says, if you want to go in the other direction, so Bittul also can help you, you know, like the rabbi was telling my daughter's teacher, you know, because, you know, when you physically extirpate things, you're limited by whatever, you know, the quality of your physical extirpation is. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, you should just know that this is at the very end, this is in the 16th source here, this is at the very end of his essay about the nature of the mitzvah of Teshbisa. And please recall that the Minchas Chinuch himself, I disagree, but the Minchas Chinuch was convinced that the Sefer HaChinuch, as we saw previously, believed that the Isurei Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh began in Erev Pesach. And that's going to be part of this discussion as well. So first he starts out by assuming that Tashbisu is like, generally speaking, Mitzvah Saseh Shabbat Torah. And when it comes to Mitzvah Saseh Shabbat Torah, we have a principle of HaMvazvez Al Yivazvez Yoser Mechomesh. That is a 20% limit on expenditure of assets. Mitzvah Saseh Shein Tzarech Levazvez Yoser Mechomesh. Kenir Lechor Bepshitos Amnum Tzarechiyun. Nisvaras Haran Beyoma. There's a controversial view of the Ran, where the Ran says, let's say you have a chola mesukan, and it's Shabbos. So we know that for a chola mesukan, of course, where we do it otherwise would be chol Shabbos, because v'chai b'am v'lo sheyamos b'am. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel, the eight answers, L'chula Yisle Pirchu, L'var Min D'Shmuel, the Leis Pei Pircha, fine. So the Ran had an interesting idea. Let's say part of what the doctor says is he needs to eat. Okay, fine. So he could eat a Nevel, every Kezias of which is an Issa D'Araisa. Or you could, you know, cook him kosher food. So the Ran constructs a situation where we just require one lav. An Isser Bishel. So what's better, to do 100 or whatever, 50 Isurei Daraisa of Losochal Kol Nevela? Or is it better to do one lav, but a lav which is more chamer, sheish bo skila? Obviously, either way, you're going to, you know, if you only had one choice, you would just do it. And v'chai b'em shalosh yom. So the Ran says it's better to be memayit be Isurin, and his chiddush is even if that is an Isser Chamer. Okay, fine. So that's the Ran's idea. Shulchan Aruch Harachayim Shin Chav Ches. This is Nifsak La'alacha. Im kein ef shalom d'chol mitzvah saseh kigon matzav lula v'domeyem in over l'rega achad b'sof hayom. Let's say it's the 15th day of Tishrei. So I have until Shkia to take my lula v'kachtam l'cham b'yom arishon. So that's like one violation. Shalom natal lula v'o shalom achol masa. Aval asay kizo d'over b'chol rega Kol zman she'achametz birshuso, imkain harbe yisuri aseh kaze efshar dechamor milav echad sheyesh bo ma'isa, kemo dechamor harbe lavin meyisur skila, efshar dekol shekino. Imkain kevan debalav sheyesh bo ma'isa mevur b'shulchan aruch b'pshitas tzarech levaveis kol mamono, imkain kanami. So Minchas Chinuch wants to say like this. Maybe I can't compare the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu to the mitzvah saseh of Lekachta Mechama Yom HaRishon of Netilas Lulav or Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Why? Because there, if I don't do it, right, I have one violation. It would be better if I had done it. But comes Shkia on the 15th of Tishrei, or comes Chatzos, if you like Reb Lazar ben Azariah, or Alos HaShachar, if you like the Chacham, my matzah, so I'm avatel the mitzvah saseh one time. But Tashbisu, he assumes that every single moment that I'm in possession of the chametz, because I didn't do Tashbisu, it's not just one failure, but it's like these multiple failures. It's, if you base yourself on the Sfar of the Ran, which is Nifsak in Shulchan Aruch, that multiple Isurim are worse than doing one Isur Chamor. So maybe I can't apply the principle of HaMivazvez, HaYivazvez, Yoser Mechomesh. Now, I understand how the Minchas Chinuch arrived at this conclusion, but I think it's tautological. Because the Minchas Chinuch, as we know, is already on the record as suggesting that in his view, the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu is inextricably linked with the Isurim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. I don't think that's the shita of the Rambam. Personally, I don't even think that's the shita of Rashi. Shivas yamim su'ar li'imatzei batecha. So even if you're willing to accept the basic svara of the minchas chinuch, I don't think it applies to tashbisu. Tashbisu is an opportunity biyom yadalid to destroy the chametz. If you like Rashi, Targum, and the Rambam, midaraisa hashbasa delev. If you like Tosfos, through burning. There are going to be different opinions about how you do that. And yes, b'derech hateva, if you don't extirpate the chametz, it's quite likely that by a few hours later, you will be in violation of Bayura Bayimatze, but it's not an automatic. So I'm dubious of the Minchas Chinuch suggestion here that there's a qualitative distinction between the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu and the Mitzvah Saseh of Netilas Lulav. The Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu doesn't automatically trigger Bayura Bayimatze. It's not like, you know, it's linked to those in an inexorable way. My interpretation of the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, which the Rambam quoted in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when it's Saor, Yeshbo Asay Velos Asay, the Asay is Tashbisu, the Los Asay is Shiva Asem Mesor Limatze Batechem, is that they are not contemporaneous. Of course, it is likely that somebody who doesn't do the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, let's put it this way, it's more likely that he'll violate Bayura Bayimatze than somebody else. But it's not an automatic. And so the Minchas Chinuch suggestion, you know, this is what happens, right? He got like very taken with this idea that Tashbisu, Balira Balimatze, they're just two sides of the same coin. It's like Shamor Vizachor, right? Kol Sheyeshna Bal Tochal Chametz Yeshna Bekum HaChol Matzah. But the truth of the matter is that, as we saw, is clearly not the Shita of the Rambam, and I don't even think it's the Shita of Rashi. Again, I don't want to put the Minchas Chinuch on a total island. I mentioned before, as great an authority as the Noda Behuda tried to argue that the Rambam really thought that the Isser Bayura Bayimatze started already Erev Pesach. I have a very difficult time accepting that idea. So again, according to my understanding of the Rambam, I don't think that there's any reason to distinguish between the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu and any other Mitzvah Saseh Shebatar. Okay, we'll hold it up here and go across the hall.